One of the really wonderful things I think about the Gospels is that they never tell the whole story. In fact, one of the Gospel writers, the writer of the fourth Gospel, says that if we ever put down in writing all the stories that could be told about Jesus, all the books in the world could not contain them. A bit of an exaggeration, but nonetheless, we know that there are many aspects about the life of Jesus that simply were not recorded. That's one of the reasons why I really like today's gospel. It ends when Jesus is about 12 years old. And as you may know, this is the last that we hear about Jesus until he's an adult, until he's about ready to begin his public ministry. There's this long period about him that we hear not a single word. The last line of today's gospel says and reassures us that it was a period of advancement, a period of growth. And maybe that's a key idea to hold on to as we reflect, as we do today, on the Feast of the Holy Family. I also like to speculate, although I have no grounds for doing so, that maybe one of the reasons why we don't hear anything about Jesus from the age of 12 to, say, roughly 30 is that after this little incident of him staying behind in Jerusalem and teaching in the temple, his parents decided he needed to be grounded for an extended period of time, right, for causing them unneeded anxiety. Not the most pious thought, but maybe an important one nonetheless when we reflect on what does it mean to celebrate this Feast of the Holy Family. You know, barely a week ago, we gathered and celebrated the Nativity of Jesus, a most wonderful feast that we look forward to every year, and we look forward to the decorations and to the beautiful Nativity sets. And each one of us is moved in our hearts and in our spirits as we come before that Nativity set and see that God-made man, that baby. It leaves us, I think all of us, with really warm feelings, and it should. Birth should always do that. But you know, the church is very careful in not allowing us to fixate our faith on a baby. Even the day after Christmas, we celebrate the feast of an adult who was a martyr, Saint Stephen, who died because he professed his faith in Jesus Christ. And in the days after that, in these in-between days, we've celebrated old men, John the Evangelist, John the scripture writer, or the innocents, the holy innocents, or a 12th century martyr, Thomas a Becket. We celebrate adult living out of the faith, because the church wants to remind us that as beautiful as it is, and it is, that God came among us as a human being, beginning as we all do as a baby, our faith is not about ooing and whatever before a child. Our faith is about responding to a gospel message from an adult who encourages us but also challenges us to be people of faith and people of love. I don't know about you, but for a long time in my own life, I think I kind of found it very, very difficult to identify with this feast day today, that of the Holy Family. I thought this was a family that existed in circumstances very much unlike my own. I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, not Bethlehem or Nazareth. And my family didn't have to flee in order to escape murderous intentions. My mother was not sinless. She was a great lady, but unlike Mary, I'm sure she did commit sins. And I had my father, not a foster father, and I had brothers, and boy, that certainly changed the dynamics of family life, especially being the oldest. I think I deeply resented that anybody else came along to take my father and mother's attention from me. There's a lot about the Holy Family that we celebrate in Joseph and Mary and Jesus that doesn't necessarily resonate with our own experiences. So what is it that we celebrate? Well, virtues and attitudes amidst whatever the circumstances are of our lives. The one thing I would like to leave you with today is this. It seems to me that when I reflect upon the Holy Family, and specifically in terms of today's gospel, the most important line is that last one, in which we are assured that Jesus, advanced in wisdom and in age and favor before God and before others. A family is a place where growth takes place. Whether that family consists of mom and dad and children, whether that family exists in an expanded way, as today's gospel points out, with other relatives and neighbors and friends, whether that family consists to no small degree of our faith community and of our parish. A family is a place where growth is meant to take place. There'd be something bizarre, as much as we love the gift of new life and of babies, there would be something bizarre if parents tried to keep their babies to be babies for the entirety of their lives. If they did not allow and indeed encourage and want their children to grow, to advance in wisdom and age and knowledge. And no doubt there's a lot of anxiety about that sometimes because there are decisions that are made that we don't always like and we're afraid of. But it's all motivated by love and a desire to help others grow. And growth, not in the least of ways, a growth in faith. And that is where, however different the Holy Family may be from the circumstances of our own families, where we are the same. You and I, in our blood families, in our parish families, in our religious families, you and I are called to grow in a deep trust of God's goodness, of God's love for us, of God's care for us, praying that our desires may more and more become the desires of God. That's real growth. That's what family life is meant to engender. Let's pray this day for all families, especially for those who are struggling in their own growth, especially for those who are feeling just the opposite for whatever reasons, who are feeling division or feeling a lack of trust in each other or in God. Let's pray that we may become truly holy, united in our desires and in our hearts with the desires of God.